ओम शांति, नमस्ते टू एवरीवन। सो दिस इज वेरी स्पेशल मीटिंग फॉर मी एंड आई फील दैट यू आर हियर इन मधुबन एंड देयर आर वेरी फ्यू डबल फॉरनर्स। So this is opportunity for me to meet you. So especially thanks to sisters, those who have made plan for your meeting. Okay. So can we make little balance? So many are here is empty. So I can see very small family. Yeah, you can see. Yeah. Brothers are less. Shaktis are okay. Again, welcome to you. You know about me? Yeah? This is my fortune, this is my luck that I am here in Madhuban since 1978. I came in 1978 in Madhuban, and still I am in kitchen as well as in dining hall to feed Baba's food, Baba's service. And also from the beginning we have to welcome you all with Baba, those who are the new and in Baba's home. So we have made a small group of singing groups, that's name is Madhurvani group. That's name is Madhurvani group. Madhurvani means sweet versions. Sweet versions group. And given this name by our sweet brother Jagdish, Jagdish Chandra Hasija, our former chief spokesman of institution, Brahma Kumari's institution. So I always welcome to the children in Baba's home. So still I am remembering you, I welcome you with Baba. So when every year you used to come here in Baba's home, and we know that every time when you are here, so this is a great opportunity, because it is not easy. Every day it is being more and more expensive to come Bharat, to come here, to come India. And circumstances are changing every day. And you are seeing that if you are coming here to meet Baba, day by day we are seeing that each and every meeting is being something something unique and some special. So we can feel the feeling of the time, and we have on such turning point when everything is going to be changed. Now time is saying to us that now we have to become, to be ready, ever ready. Baba says that remember three words. One is achanak, suddenly, achanak. Second is ever ready, ever ready. And third is practice of a long time. Practice of long time. To be ready. To be ready to make our good sanskars. Means if we have not a long term of the sanskars, we have not that feelings, we have not experience, then how we can accumulate treasures, powers for the new world? So we have to make ourselves ever ready, ready for suddenly what is happening every day, anytime it can suddenly it can change. We should make our mind set up for that situation. And thirdly, the practice of a long time. Baba says most often that if you have a rule on your sense organs for a long time, you have the sanskar to ruling the on the self, so you will be ruler of a long time in Satyuga. Isn't it? So, according to that, this is very important thing, that now time has come to give return of Baba's sustenance. As today's topic is that, is to be constant yogi. Being a constant yogi. When we feel that I have to become constant yogi, as Baba says, that become constant yogi. So suddenly it comes in our mind that how anybody can come constant yogi, constant. Is it possible? Is it possible or not? So our mind says, is it possible? It asks to us. So we know that we should inspire to ourselves. We should say, we should convince to our mind that it is possible, because it has said by Baba. God Himself says to become constant yogi. And Baba, Mama and our seniors, they are on the same path. Seeing them, we can understand that Baba are using them. Baba is speaking by them. Baba is seeing from their eyes. Baba is guiding us through the dadis, through Baba and Sakar Baba and Mama. And we are feeling this feeling. Every day by day, when we are in front of Dadi Gulzar, it feels that she has become equal to Baba. When we see Dadi, so we feel, sometimes it feels that Baba has come. Baba is speaking the self by Dadi. Dadis are very close to Baba. So, if we want to become constant yogi, we have convinced to our mind that this is possible. And nothing is impossible for Brahmins. Nothing is impossible for Brahmins. Especially because we are makers of constitution, divine constitution. We are making. Whatever we will do, the whole world will follow for a long time. For 2,000, more than 2,000, 3,000, for the whole Kalpa, everybody will follow us. Because we are forefathers of this Kalpa tree. So we had this intoxication that whatever we will do, everybody will follow us. So constant yoga, how we can keep constant yoga? So I want to tell you about our experience. I know, and everybody knows, that we are not constant yogi still now. But we have this aim, this goal in front of us, that we have to become constant yogi. And for that, we are making intense effort. Two types of yogis are there. One, the one who loves to Baba. And second, those has been loved by Baba. Baba loves them. One is who are loving to Baba, who has loved to Baba. And second thing is that Baba loves them. Baba loves them. But nowadays we feel that we have intense love with Baba, and Baba is loving us. Baba's each and every child feels that Baba loves me very much. And we know also I am loving to Baba. Baba is only for me. Baba is giving his love, his cooperation, his feeling. And my experience that day by day, on each and every step, Baba is cooperating us. Baba is helping us. Baba is giving his company. Baba is giving his feeling to become friend. God is our friend. So many examples are there. So many examples. And we know that if Baba is not with us, we cannot remain safe in this dirty world. If Baba is not with us, we cannot remain safe in this world. Do you feel? Isn't it? Baba is giving his love, sustenance, cooperation. This is my fortune here to singing the songs, making, composing. Every day we have every day to make some songs and we are feeling Baba's love very deeply. And that's come in the form of the songs. So many songs you have heard. And I can say that is his grace. He's giving, he's touching, he's giving his feeling. He loves me very much. He loves you very much. So this is very important thing, that we have keep a mind map for being to become constant yogi. The one who has made their mind setup for the whole day, they can remember constantly Baba. They can remember Baba constantly. Every day, I have a small paper, a diary, and I remember my chart every day. Yeah, this is paper. And in this paper, it is things to do today. Things to do today. So just I used to write when, what I have to do. So there are 5 points. There are for self-intoxication, self-effort, and 5 points are every day's program, what I have to do, my physical work and others. But I maintain like a chart, and every day I have to write my chart at the last of the day before the sleeping. So just I used to write my chart. When I came in Madhuban, I prepared myself with some principles that if I am going to become Madhuban Nivasi, or I am Madhuban Nivasi, so I have made some principles, some mottos, some rule and regulations for myself. So I determined myself that I should never miss Amrit Vela. I should never miss Amrit Vela. And this is happy news, good news for me, for everyone, that I never miss Amrit Vela. For this, Baba and Dadis have encouraged me so many times, and they have given prize. Once upon a time, it is 20 years before, Dadi Janki was in History Hall, and all double foreigners were there. So Dadi asked that, who has never missed Amrit Vela? The one who has never missed Amrit Vela, Dadi wants to give prize. So there were only 3 persons. Three. One, you know very well, Dada Vishwaratan. Do you know Dada Vishwaratan? Yes. The old sisters and brothers, they know. And Dada Vishwaratan are also Brahmin family knows that he is one jewel of 8 in rosary. Dada Vishwaratan. He was always very determined for the Amrit Vela. Every day morning he was sitting Amrit Vela in History Hall. So I inspired by him. He has never missed Amrit Vela. Secondly, one brother is Ram Lochan Bhai in Shantivan, he's still in his dining halls. His VIP's dining halls, he look after that. And third was I at that time. So Dadi gave much love. And I felt that it is Dadi's love, Baba's love. Because I have not followed Baba Srimad to fulfill Amrit Vela for the prize, but it was my mind. I had thought that I should never miss Amrit Vela, and it became Baba's blessing. It was Baba's blessing. Secondly, I have to write Baba's whiteboard, Murli Points board. In the beginning, for 20 years, I was writing. Nowadays, as much as we have become very busy, so our brothers, second, those who are with me, they are using to write. And in those days, it was not started in the center, writing the boards in the center. But now, if you will go any corner of India or abroad also, every day in the center, they have written the main points of the Murli. So one day we were also, it is so more than 25 years, I feel that Dadi asked that who will write few points of Murli in Madhuban. So everybody advised to Dadi, he can write, his writing is good and his Hindi is good, so he can write. So I start it. So I was making the points, selecting the points and using to write on the blackboard. In the beginning, white blackboard, and slowly it is spread in the whole world. and it was changed. It was in the beginning determined thought for self-progress in that form. Now it became essence for dharana. It has changed. And then it came blessing, and after that it came slogan and other things. It came. So it was the beginning, well beginning. So I am very fortunate for that one. And thirdly, so I have every day morning before the Murli, hear Murli, I hear some points of the Murli when Sevadharis, they listen Baba's Murli. So I remember the main points, and after that it comes in the FM radio, in the FM radio, Radio Madhuban, local, and dear Didi Nalini Behan of the Mumbai, she reads the main points in radio, so we hear few points, main points. So I remember just then, and just after remembering, I repeat it, I reveal it to someone, I call to someone, there are 4-5 person, so I used to tell them every day, so it becomes welcome in our mind, and I make program for the whole day. I used to write, I used to chart and chalk out chart for the whole day. I make the plans. And one thing is special for me that I have found this chance to singing songs, Baba's songs. So whole day we have always something, some new experience it comes in my mind. So you can guess, you can feel that the whole day. Today morning when I am morning walk, every day I used to walk, so Baba gives some touching, I used to write. One song came today, very good song. Every day it comes, and I lost in Baba's love. So this is the blessing, and this is also it is the fruit of any charity task which I have found this opportunity, this task to singing Baba's song. Because there is, I feel there is two things. In Bharat they say two words, bhojan. Bhojan means food, and bhajan. Bhojan and bhajan. Bhajan means praise, songs of praise, God's praise, prayer. Prayer, you can say. Bhojan and bhajan, very, very close. If Bengali, West Bengal, people are here, they will say bhojan. To bhajan, they say bhojan. So bhojan and bhajan, so close word. So bhojan is food, and bhajan is prayer, singing Baba's song, singing God's song. That is bhajan. Second word in Hindi, that's called khana. Khana, khana means food, as well as khana means to eat. Khana and gana. Gana means singing song. Khana and gana, nothing else. So I introduce myself. If anybody said, what you do? Nothing. Everything Baba does. I does only two words. What is that? Khana and gana. Khana and gana. Bhojan and bhajan. And deeply I feel that living in Madhuban, everything Baba is doing, we are not doing anything. It is just like we are doing game, we are playing game. Everything Baba is doing, only Baba has made us like puppet show. We are in front of the worldly people, they are looking that they are doing, but we know that we cannot do, we are not doing. Baba is doing everything. So what we are doing? We cannot do anything. We are the dolls. We are the dancing. We are not doing dance, but it is being danced by us. It is being danced by us. So, in another word, we can say karmatit. karmatiti stage. When we are close to this stage, karmatiti stage, so we can feel that there is nothing to do. We are beyond the karma. Beyond the karma. We are not workers. We are not doing work. We are not doing duty. But we are doing dance. But actually we are not doing dance. But it is being dance. Being danced by us. By. So we should feel this feeling that Baba does everything. We are not doing anything. He is backbone. We are in the front. Shiv Shakti is. We are in the front. But Shiv Baba is our backbone. Shiv Baba is guide. He is guiding. He is doing everything. This feeling is increasing day by day. More and more. I am feeling this feeling. This feeling. And one thing it comes in my chart that every day I have to write my own chart. Like that it is separate, but at the end of the day, either it is 10:30 or 11 when I used to go sleep, before that I used to write my chart. So I used to write my chart, it is for 30 years, every day I used to write, and I maintain the diary, and I used to write what I am thinking, what I have to do, what I have done today, and what should I do. So I have that one, and I am very happy that whatever I am today, these all things are the result of that practice, of that intense. So why I am telling these all things, that if we want to remain lost in Baba's love, so if we want to become constant yogi, so we have make our mind chart, mind setup, and for each and every step, for to make success to our every second of valuable Sangam Yuk, confluence age. And for that, this is very important thing, that if we want to feel Baba's love, so God loves them, those who loves themselves. Who loves themselves. So, first of all, if really we want Baba's love, to receive Baba's love, to find Baba's love, so we have a deep love for the self as well as for divine family and for Baba. If anybody says that I love Baba and I don't know to anyone, so Baba never accept that one. Never accept. I have made some poems about this feeling. In Hindi, those who understand Hindi, they can understand. Bandon se nafrat karte ho aur khuda se pyar. Bandon se nafrat karte ho aur khuda se pyar. Aise pyar ko khuda bhi karta hai inkar. If you have hatred with the children, with the creation, and you are loving to God, so God never accept this love, never accepts. So if you want to receive Baba's love, to love everyone, to the divine family. And to love, to have love for the divine family, to love divine family, it means keeping good wishes for everyone. Keeping good wishes for everyone. Love everyone. There is not acceptations of the limitation. Not limits, unlimited, endless, infinity. Just love everyone. When I meditate here, guide meditation, morning Amrit Vela, there is one, most of the time, I have practice for their mental service through mind, and that is with Baba. I used to go, becoming bodiless, to the entire world, and I say to Baba, now I am free, I have come in the bodiless stage, now use me, what do you want? So with Baba, I and Baba both are spreading our good wishes, watching to their children, and helping to each and everyone, giving light, giving sakas, searchlight, and our feelings, heart's feeling to everyone. Baba, save them, save to every child, either they are here or they are there, anywhere up, in any corner of the world. So this is our duty. As Madhuban Nivasi, we have this feeling that we have to help everyone, because we are on the Baba's, Mama's seat, gaddi. We are on Baba's and Mama's gaddi. So this is our duty. This is our duty, that I have to love everyone. I have to sustain my family. I have to help to our brothers and sisters. And also so many brothers and sisters comes, they from India and abroad, and they say that you all are yogis, living for a long time with Baba in Madhuban, and we have such problems, physical problems, relative problems, problem of sanskars, problems of any type of problems, they used to come to us and they ask for the help, because they feel that nobody is there who can help them. So we have them a promise that 20 days, 10 days, 1 month, every Amrit Vela I will come. We will come. We will help you. We will be with Baba. Just sit in Baba's remembrance. We will come. We will help you. And it helps them. A lot of, so many examples are there. I have found, only feel that I have to help them. I have to love them. And they must get. Because our deep desire, our deep thoughts, which we have emerged from our heart, they never goes in vain. They are not useless. They must do their service. As our wrong thought and negative thoughts, they does work. Like that, our deep feelings, deep desire, intense effort, it does automatically their work. So, love everyone. If you want to receive love of Creator, so love to their creation. Love everyone. In the world, worldly people, there is proverb, if you want to get love of the master, love his love his dog. Love his dog. So like that, if we want to take Baba's love, so we have love for everyone. And we know that we are loving to everyone, but it should not in limitation. Limitation means you are there, you are on the battlefield, but we are with Baba, so always we have nothing for us. Our duties, and we feel that how much we can do, because we have nothing to do here, as much as we can do, you are not free, so you are always earning, carrying the centers, and always living in circumstance, you are always in the battlefield. You are battlefield, and we are in the Baba's lap, under the Baba's canopy. But Baba is loving you much. Why? Because Baba knows your love. Baba knows your love. Baba loves to double foreigners very much. Babuji? Do you feel? Baba loves very much to double foreigners more than Indians? It is fact. It is fact. I have felt. In the beginning when they are coming, so Baba was loving them, but they have a lot of problems. Baba was asking that, still do you feel, do you say, sometime? So now finish, and they have finished. Whatever Baba told, Baba said, Baba asked, they follow it. And it is the first step to get his love. How much we will become obedient, accurate. Obedient child can receive more and more love from their parents. So Baba loves us if we are obedient. So for the whole day, we have to make chart. We should follow the chart. Through this one, we can receive more and more love from Baba. One thing more. Today I asked to someone, so he told that Baba has said, you love Murli and Muralidhar will love you. You love Murli and Muralidhar. Muralidhar means Baba. He will love you. So if we want to take Baba's love, we keep more and more attention on Murli. Murli is giving us Baba's love. So every day, most of the day, we should keep the Baba's points, we should work on the points, we should share the points, we should think about the points, and we should make mind map from the Murli. Murli is our guideline. Murli is guiding us. Murli is lifeline for us. Murli is the dictionary of Brahmins, for the Brahmins. Dictionary, everything is there in Murli. Murli is nectar. Murli is weapon. We can understand about the Murli. Murli is very special. If we have forgotten Murli, we should think how we can get Baba's love. How we can get Baba's love. So through Murli, Baba gives his love and affection, love and feelings. So if we can keep every day Baba's points in front of us, I have seen this is the internet nowadays, this is IT is going so fast, so we can hear Baba's Murli at that time, we can hear Baba's songs. I have seen so many brothers and sisters also in India while they are taking food. So there is in mobile, in short mood, they are hearing Baba's Murli and they are eating. So always, the whole day, they are with Baba, with Baba's Murli. So this is, there are so many things nowadays, it is very special. It has become easy to remember Baba. And I feel that you are also in the right path. But if you want to live with Baba and we want to feel Baba's companionship, Baba's company, Baba's help, Baba's friendship, so we have love more and more to Baba's Murli, Murli points. Okay? And next is Baba in one Murli. Baba has given the significance of constant yogi. One is the one who maintains self-respect stage for the whole day. He is also constant yogi. If we have remembered that we are Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumaris, we are on the world stage, we are incarnated, we are incarnation on this world, we are angels, we are special, we are deities in the form of in the human form, we are deities, those who have ruled on this world for half kalpa, so many births we have ruled on this world. We are not ordinary one. So we have this intoxication, so we can feel our self-respect stage for the whole day. We can select anyone and we churn, we imbibe that one, we should become the embodiment of that intoxication, and that will help you to be close to Baba. Second thing Baba said, the one who remembers Baba with all relations, various relations with Baba, it is also a mean, a resource, a thing to be close to Baba. Relationships, with all relationships. All relationships means to love Baba by any means. By any means with all types. Means Baba is mine world. Baba is my world. Baba is everything for me. Baba is everything for me. Except Baba, there is nothing, there is no anyone except Baba. And this thing will bring you very close to Baba. Third, Baba has told that those who does service, the one who does service, all four type of service together, so these are also constant yogi. Four type of service. One in Hindi, swa seva, vishwa seva, yagya seva and mansa seva. Swa seva, yagya seva, vishwa seva and mansa seva. Swa seva, self service. Self service means fulfilling our treasure with the Baba's love, effort, virtues and powers. It is swaseva, self-service. Secondly, service of the yagya, yagya service, physical service, yagya service. If anybody is doing meditation, he feels that he wants to become a yogi, he used to go to the center. He every time he hears Baba's Murli, but he not does Baba's service. Can become he yogi? Can feel? No, it is very difficult. Without service, we cannot be close to Baba. So it is very important thing that if we want to take Baba's love, we have to do Baba's service. So that is Yajna Seva. Yajna Seva is very important thing. So our body should engage in Baba's service. Our blood should be divine. Our bones should become in Baba's work. We have to change Laukik blood. We have to change Laukik body. We have change Laukik sanskar. Unless they will come again and again in our remembrance. So by and by we have to change like that. Swaseva, Yajna Seva, Vishwa Seva, worldly service, the service of the world, Vishwa Seva. And that is service through our speech, persons, actions, that is also. And fourth thing is Mansa Seva. Every time Baba is inspiring us to do Mansa Seva, Mansa service, Mansa service. And now time has come that whatever we cannot done till now, Baba's service, that has left for Mansa service, for Mansa Seva. So long far away, those who are very far away, nobody can, no any resource can reach to them. Only our Mansa service can do that service. So we have increased every day. So we are not doing meditation, we are not doing yoga for ourselves, that Baba, give us power. Baba, where are you in Paramdham? And we are doing Baba's yoga, not for the self, but if you do help to everyone, so Baba will love you automatically. In Hindi, yog and sahyog. Yog means meditation, do meditation, and sahyog, take cooperation. Cooperation. Sahayog, yog. Yog se yogi, nirantar yogi, arthat means nirantar sahayogi, constant cooperate. The one who constant cooperate to everyone's is also constant yogi. Okay? So, we have to feel constant yoga because constantly Baba is loving us. We can feel day by day. It is Baba's love that for a long time, so many years, still Baba used to come to meet us. And also you have become to Baba, Baba's children. So by and by we have make intense effort to do to have this feeling that Baba is loving me constantly. So remain seated in Baba's canopy whilst we are going, walking, whilst doing everything. So always feel that Baba's light, Baba's blessing, Baba's love in the form of the shower, it is coming to me. We are under canopy, we are whilst going every time. This is my feeling, like Baba's rays is coming to me. I am seeing Baba, rays and myself. Baba, rays and soul. Baba, rays and soul. So this feeling, while we are sleeping, we are going, we are doing anything, it will help you for the constant yoga. This feeling that Baba is showering his virtues, his power, his blessing upon us. And as Baba says that, spin the cycle in your mind. That is very good thing. So I have made so many songs, and one thing nowadays I am practicing every day, that five forms. In Hindi, that is like a song, and I used to sing that song, and you can, that is very easy thought, and one is that Jyoti Sitara. Jyoti Sitara. Jyoti is light, like a star. I am Main Jyoti Sitara. Second is Main Dev Pyara. Main Dev Pyara. I am lovely deity. Main Dev Pyara. Third thing is Main Pooj Nyara. Main Pooj Nyara. I am unique, worshipworthy. Main Pooj Nyara. Fourth is Main Brahman Dulara. Dulara means beloved, loved by Baba, loved by their parents. Main Brahman Dulara. And fifth is Farishta Padhara. Farishta Padhara means Farishta came down, descended. I am angel descended. Farishta Padhara. It is like a poem. So I want to finish with my poems. If you can follow me, so try just that one and try to hear. These all things help us to keep constant yoga. And that is Main Jyoti Sitara. Main Dev Pyara. Main Pooj Nyara. Main Brahman Dulara. Farishta Padhara. Main Jyoti Sitara. Main Dev Pyara. Main Pooj Nyara. Main Brahman Dulara. Farishta Padhara. You can sing if Main Jyoti Sitara. Main Dev Pyara. Main Pooj Nyara. Main Brahman Dulara. Farishta Padhara. Main Jyoti Sitara. Main Dev Pyara. Main Pooj Nyara. Main Brahman Dulara. Farishta Padhara. Farishta Padhara. Farishta Padhara. Om Shanti.